welcome to Accountability Talks with AGA. I'm your host, Paul Marshall. All right. Well, today we have another exciting publication to speak of. There's a recent AGA grants management publication that came out. And of course, we've brought some folks from Guidehouse and Andrea from the Grants Qsmo to walk us through it. So let's start with just introducing our guests today. As I mentioned, we have Andrea. Hey, how are you doing today?
Hi, good morning. My name is Andrea Sampanis. I am the Solutions and Services Lead for the Grants Quality Service Management Office, or we call ourselves the Qsmo. I'm excited to be here today to talk a little bit more about reactions to the survey. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. And we also have Shayna and Vasanth. Shayna, do you want to start?
Hello, everyone. I am Shayna Tate Thompson. I'm a director at Guidehouse within our defense and security segment. I primarily work with financial management and grants management activities. I'm a CGFM, and I am super proud about that, and an active member of AGA. I'm a member of the Washington, D.C. chapter, more specifically, but I also sit on a few CPAG committees. So I love AGA, so a huge shout out to AGA.
So Vasanth, please introduce yourself as well.
Thanks, Paul. Hello, everyone. I'm Vasanth Ganesan. I'm an associate director at Guidehouse in our public sector financial services practice. I primarily work in grants management and to some extent in financial management as well. I have been a member previously of our AGA community, and I'm always a big fan of the level of engagement AGA has with its community, as well as the interesting articles that get shared. I and the team are really excited to bring our survey results and share our findings with you today.
All right. Well, I've said it before. I'll say it again. I always love your papers. You guys just do a great job. They're very visually appealing. They're very easy to read. So that's a plug from me as well as AGA. So definitely everybody click on the link when you listen to this, and you'll find that up on AGA's website. So your role here was to connect with all these respondents, gather all the data, analyze everything. You know, so I'm sure it's a lot of work, get all that together in a document to do the survey itself. Shayna, do you mind kicking us off just to spend a little time walking us through, you know, how you guys developed that survey and what, you know, some high level things that you uncovered?
Yeah, sure. Happy to do so. And yes, Paul, you're right. A large lift, right? Especially when it comes to grants management. But we do love the topic so much. And I guess we also recognize that grants are really integral to how the federal government accomplishes its goals. But even though it's a lot to sometimes wrap your arms around, Guidehouse was extremely happy to team up with AGA to develop the survey, and even more excited, I think, to really kind of gather and then analyze the results to determine if we were going to confirm that items were right in alignment with what we thought, if we were going to uncover a fair amount of new information, or if it was going to kind of fall somewhere in between, right? So the survey really sought out to explore the various phases of the grant lifecycle to uncover some insights around key elements. So our objectives when we initially kind of started off were really predicated on what we understood, of course, from like our research, what was out there with laws and regulations, you know, direct experience, of course, that, you know, we have with grantors and recipients throughout the years, and then just other kind of relevant data points that may have raised some concerns. So ideally, objectives became things like, what obstacles do grantors face in quickly, you know, deploying new grant programs? Or how is data being leveraged in your decision-making process? Or are recipients experiencing, you know, issues or challenges when they're applying for or managing grants? So all of that kind of came to the forefront, which in short really made us say like, hey, we want to ensure that we do this, ask the right questions, have the right objectives, so that the grant management practitioners really have a voice, you know, as we're going through this process. But I will say, you know, before we jump into maybe the meat of the discussion, just taking a second to really kind of talk through what our methodology or really kind of the strategy was behind what we did. And really what we used was kind of a people process technology framework. And even though this framework has kind of been around for the last 60 years, we found it super relevant for what we were doing. You know, even though there are advancements in business and technology, the framework still kind of holds true today, and maybe even is, you know, more beneficial. But as we utilize the framework, it really helped us develop the questions for our respondents so that we could determine, you know, what are the challenges that are impacting your operations? Do you have the right skills and experience for people to help you navigate the grant landscape, which is essentially about the people, right? And then, you know, are you understanding whether those, you know, efforts and what you're putting in and the methodologies that you're using, are they effective? Are they compliant? Which again goes to now our process piece. And then I think, you know, we use the framework too to help like identify the right technology or tools that are enabling grantors and recipients to really manage the grant portfolio the right way. So then that was kind of rounding it out with our third element, which was the technology piece. So as listeners are kind of hearing us talk about questions and reveal results, just want to make sure that folks are kind of keeping that framework at the forefront or whatever as the foundation for what we did. But I'll say, you know, kind of to the second question that you were asking, Paul, about the results. At the highest level, the results revealed information that wasn't extremely new, which again, I think we think is a good thing, right? Because it reiterates the fact that the existing issue that the grants management community has been speaking about is still relevant today, but it's also fairly consistent, which at least gives us a good starting point. So, you know, maybe struggles or challenges creating data sharing guidelines and making data-driven decisions and tackling duplicate reporting and upgrading antiquated systems and eliminating bias, maybe through transparency or even just customer experience challenges that need to be overhauled. All of those were like, yep, top of mind, makes total sense. We know, and it was good to kind of hear people's sentiments there. But I will say that what I wanted to pull the thread on a little bit more, and Vasant will do the same, is the last two elements that were about eliminating the bias through transparency and overhauling the customer experience. I think today's conversation will probably maybe center around that a bit more. Not to say that the other elements aren't important, because they truly are, but I know we've probably heard several discussions about those elements, right? But with these two in particular, realizing that they're top of mind for the folks that we talk to, and I think the grants community in general, we wanted to really focus on equity and customer experience. So I'll first maybe dive into the equity piece. And I think this piece was interesting because we had equity questions where we asked both recipients and our grantors. And it was interesting to kind of see where their results came in and how they landed. One of the questions was really kind of, you know, how can you improve the grant decision-making process to provide funding opportunities for unknown or underrepresented entities or first-time applicants? And our survey results told us that recipients are very focused on addressing bias through transparency, which we expected to hear, right? They want to see that, you know, we're establishing clear and equitable pre-qualification guidelines. We're expanding transparency and communication in announcement and the evaluation process, but also that, you know, we understand and address potential biases in the review process. And I thought that that was spot on because it was, you know, in alignment with what naturally we think would be kind of part and parcel of what they're concerned about. But I think what was also kind of revealing is that two out of the three top items for them, the grantor said the exact same thing. So that was helpful to be able to see like, hey, grantors are also worried about establishing clear and equitable guidelines, right? They also want to expand transparency. And even kind of pulling the thread a little bit more on the equity component, we asked, you know, both groups, how are you using, you know, data to be able to help you with decision-making and financial assistance awards? And again, their top two were exactly the same. Both groups are saying, hey, I'm using this data to review the history of the grantor. I'm using it to help me score, ensure folks are eligible, that pre-qualification requirements are met. So again, just a snippet, right, of what some of these questions are. But I think the data to me is helpful because it's saying maybe way more similarities than we may have thought, right, about a topic that's so important for all grant practitioners, right? So we might be closer to one another than we think, even though sometimes there may be a thought process that there are kind of varying viewpoints and priorities and understanding. So again, for me, I know that the sentiments expressed here are not unfamiliar to folks, but I think the important place here on equity and the specificity behind what's needed, along with the alignment of like grantors and recipients alike, is something that we just definitely wanted to kind of bubble up to the top, and we felt it was worthy to really pay close attention to.
Right, that makes sense. You know, and obviously, you know, diversity equity issues are very very important topic that's coming up a lot in a lot of areas these days. It totally makes sense. It would be here as well. And actually, going to that next one too, customer experience, also very hot topic, so to speak, but it's come up quite a lot. I was actually going to ask if Vasanth, if you wanted to chime in here a little bit about that customer experience, what you all started to learn about that.
Yeah, happy to. If you really take a look at the last decade or so, grants landscape has really changed tremendously at the federal level. In 2013, you had about $524 billion in grants, and these grants were going to the same recipients year after year and from similar programs across the government that had been around for decades. However, since then, you have had major crises like Hurricanes Harvey, Irma, Maria, and other disasters, including the COVID crisis. So essentially from 2020 onwards and up, you now see federal agencies disbursing well over $1 trillion per year in grants dollars. What this really tells you is you now have new entities and people that are competing for these grants. And essentially, you have a new set of recipients that are receiving these grants based off needs. And then with that focus on equity that Shayna mentioned, there's really a big push to bring in new grants recipients who have been previously excluded. So what that means now, maybe more than ever, is you need to focus on customer experience, and that you need to be able to touch on all types of recipients in order to really make these grant programs effective. When it comes to grantors and recipients, we observe that from a customer service point of view, their survey results were very similar. They both think that there needs to be improved customer service. And you know, one of the key things that they highlight is this can only be achieved through clearer guidance on program and eligibility requirements, providing more intuitive processes and systems, and achieving standardization around definitions and requirements across the federal government. Recipients also noted increased needs for technical assistance. Again, this is another topic that goes hand in hand with improving customer experience. So over 50% of the recipients stated that they're often unclear on various reporting requirements across different government programs. And that really relates closely to the need for standardization around government-wide reporting and definition. As an aside, I've been at various events and conferences, and when engaging smaller grantees, they have often shared stories about needing to spend significant resources to just manage the grant compliance and reporting requirements, which takes them away from being able to deliver on the mission. Grantees oftentimes have small numbers of staff in the office supporting grant functions, and oftentimes have to dedicate one or more staff members whose majority of time is spent in managing the administrative and reporting requirements, and thereby taking away valuable resources from actually achieving the mission of the grant. In addition, recipients expressed concerns on delays in receiving technical assistance or responses from their grantors. This aligned with another data point that you'll see in the survey, where 36% of grantors noted challenges with handling the volume of questions and clarifications that they received from recipients. I think that this really stems from the fact that you have new recipients who have never received grants before and are looking for that guidance and support from their grantors, which will then enable them to execute and meet the mission of the grant program. Before I close this out and pass it over, really reflecting on everything that we have seen in the survey and what Shayna and I have shared, what this really comes down to is working to simplify processes, standardizing processes, and identifying ways to automate certain activities, which can then allow folks to focus on the mission and tackle emerging challenges such as equity and customer experience. I know that's certainly easier said than done, but I'm really interested to hear what Andrea has to say and some of the great things. I know the QSMO is already underway in addressing some of this and making a great impact on the future of grants management.
All right. Well, with that, absolutely. I want to turn it over to Andrea here. So, and actually just before we start, I was looking back at my notes and I remember we had a podcast with, Mr. Chad Clifford a couple years ago, right? So, with the QSMO as well. And, you know, interestingly enough, one of the big topics was customer experience. That's something he really wanted to focus the QSMO on. So that's interesting. I'd love to hear your thoughts on the survey, you know, customer experience or any of the other topics. You know, were you kind of shocked by what you saw? Or were you not surprised, not surprised? You know, please give us your perspective, Andrea.
I would say I was not shocked by it. I think it's pretty consistent with what we have been hearing. I would want to sort of go back to Shayna's initial points that it was interesting that a lot of the top issues were the same between grantors and grantees. I think that is a sign to show that the government is listening. They are aware. It just takes a long time to make changes. They are very sincere. My colleagues in the federal space, and I'd even say state local leadership space, everyone is trying hard, right? I love the grants community because we're all so passionate about really making an impact. And we're aware, it's just there's a lot of roadblocks that we got to overcome and we got to really persistently go after them all. So we're in really good company. I would also note, I totally agreed with the point about a lack of training. You know, there's a lot of new folks coming into grants. But what's really interesting is it's not like you get trained in grants management in college, right? I was a master's of public administration, public finance focus area. I had zero classes on grants management. It was all budget. I'm a CGFM too, very proud member. But, you know, in the CGFM, there's no trainings on grants management either. So a lot of this is pretty new to folks. And, you know, 2 CFR 200 isn't even that old to know. It's not like how we know the FAR because it's been around since the 70s. So there's just a lot to learn and not a lot of programs out there. We're not building that pipeline in our colleges and universities, for instance. That's one thing. So again, everyone is, I do feel like there are people who care about this, who are passionate about making the improvements. It's just taking a long time. There's a lot of roadblocks to overcome. To your point about the focus on customer experience, I think that is absolutely, I mean, there's a reason why Chad talks about it and you'll hear me talk about it because it's the center of everything we do. If you look at I'm going to talk later about our guiding principles for technology modernization. The first thing it is focus on your customer experience. That's a best practice from the private sector too, that we like to pull in. A lot of executive orders coming from this presidential administration, pushing that focus on customer experience. And really, you know, if you start with the customer in mind, that allows you to really prioritize where you go. At the QSMO, we have several different initiatives tied to that. We just do a lot to survey our customers and try to understand what their needs are, including working with our federal providers to try to encourage use of technology that allows you to have regular real-time feedback from your customers coming in. We personally use that frequent surveys ourselves at the Grants QSMO. We're constantly looking at those results and changing the way we communicate. the way we go out and talk to different communities. So that's a big thing we will continue to do in the coming years too.
All right. And yeah, Shayna, did you want to jump in here? I think you had a question you wanted to put forward.
Yeah, had a burning question. So Andrea, I guess I just wanted to ask kind of as a leader, is federal grants management reform, you know, a leader in federal grants management reform, how would you advise agencies and providers to become and I guess remain, you know, customer focused?
It's tricky because let's also remind ourselves of the situation we were in the COVID times and, mm-hmm. and infrastructure, right? Of you had to get the money out really fast. And unfortunately, that doesn't always allow you the time to do full-on human-centered design sessions and listening sessions and categorize all of that. So a little bit of grace I would ask maybe for these public servants trying to do like all of the above. It's not easy. But the way we advise is first, understanding what your customers' needs are. I think the grants.gov team has been doing a lot of great work. They started with doing a lot of listening sessions, and they have a whole initiative now called simplergrants.gov, where they've got a beta out to test. And again, they're listening, right? Agile development, we listen to you, we edit it, you know, we gave something to react to. Now we're going to get your feedback again and keep improving on it. That's a great example of how the government should go about improving our technology. Again, it takes time. So I ask for that grace for folks to give us that time. You know, a lot of times our contracts are 5 years. So by moving off of a system or needing to modernize a new solution that does take customer feedback and, you know, user experience at the heart of it, you know, it may take 5 years before you even get the chance. And then when you go to migrate, that may take another 2 years because it's a lot of information. We're talking about $1 trillion overall. Like, you don't want to move that quickly. I joke, the U.S. government is like an aircraft carrier. You don't want to turn an aircraft carrier on the side quickly. It'll fall over, right? So we do have to turn it a little bit at a time. But there is a guidance there. We are focused on that. The QSMO now exists to help agencies think through and make purposeful strategic investments. So one, start with your customer, listen to your customers. There are a lot of different strategies driven by the executive order, as well as all of the diversity efforts and inclusion efforts that are happening that really, you know, hopefully focus on using more plain language. There's another effort within HHS where they're reviewing notice of funding opportunities to try to figure out how they can make those more plain language, make them easier to understand, reduce the page count, reduce the reporting requirements. I think that is perfectly, like a really great step in the right direction. It shows listening to customers, obviously, right in reaction to the results of this survey, actually.
All right. Well, so we have one more question for you here, Andrea. Moving away from customer experience here, another topic would definitely be, again, grants IT modernization was a pretty important topic or something that came up quite a bit in this survey here. You know, I would just want to see what advice you have. Someone's out there sitting in the grants world and they're like, how do I tackle this big monster, this IT modernization effort? You know, what are some best practices that you're aware of that you could share with folks? You know, where can folks start?
First, I just want to say you're not alone. This is a common question we get, and this is why you come and talk to the Grants QSMO. We do exist to help you think through this. This is our expertise. This is what we spend our days researching. I would say first start by calling the Grants QSMO, grantsqsmo@hhs.gov, or emailing us. We'll set up a time and meeting. We've got a large amount of self-help tools on our Grants QSMO Acquisition Gateway, which you can find on our website too. Lots of information, sample documents, but the real great first piece to start at, we call it our 7 Principles to Technology Modernization. There was a lot of work done with our steering committee to set these out. Painstaking conversations about specific words. This is, again, the principles we would use when you're doing your modernization plan. Very similar to what we were just talking about. Number one, your central focus should be on your customer experience, right? And improved mission delivery. The Grants QSMO, people may be scared to come talk to us. They think we're going to force them to a shared service. That's not true. We are forcing you to whatever serves your customers and helps you deliver your mission better. I shouldn't say forcing. I don't have the power to force you, but we encourage you to do that and help you do it in a much faster way. Second, we do focus on adopting business and data standards. They exist for a reason. It allows us to make the data talk to each other more if we actually adopt those standards. It also helps you buy faster and have a lot more buying confidence because you're doing it on standards that are built on laws and regulations. Third, we cannot forget the importance of adhering to security and technology standards. There's a lot happening with cybersecurity rules. We've got that all documented, so we want to make sure we support you in doing that. Fourth, which is a big debate for us with our steering committee, we say making purposeful and strategic investments. Those words are very specifically chosen. Again, we are not going to tell you must go one place or the other. We want you to be smart with the money that you have, the taxpayer dollars. Let's make it useful and purposeful. If we're not able to use a shared service, then let's not go off and just pay $600 million to build a custom solution that no one else could even use. That's generally not the way any CIO would tell you to go. So we try to help you make those very strategic investments. We work with OMB, we work with you as the federal granting agencies to do that. Next, we have a commitment to balancing innovation with stability of operations. I think this is really important and a sort of a bold thing for us to say. Everyone loves to talk about innovation, right? There is a lot of different initiatives, blockchain initiatives, things going on. But the other side of that is we're forgetting about the folks. We have another project, but we're working with Alaska Native Villages in Alaska who can't access our systems right now due to lack of internet, lack of an existing ID that's, can't expire, takes them $1,500 just to go get the ID. Those are things, there's cybersecurity rules that say they have to have that to get into our system. And to maybe some of those in the lower 48, you think that's basic, okay, yeah, you just log in, you use your ID.me to get in. But for others, that is still a struggle. And it is still a real issue to actually accessing these funds that we want to get them to. Meanwhile, I have to balance all the other efforts that are happening of why aren't we tokenizing the federal grants payment systems? So we really have to think about balancing the innovation as well as stability of operations. We can't leave people behind. So we really have that commitment to doing that when we go through. We do want to employ agile development. Generally, again, that agile development really brings in a lot of those customer experience, human-centered design focus. But the second piece of that is interchangeable, interoperable solutions. The federal government in the grant space will never be a one end-to-end solution. We will probably always have some version of SAM.gov for your registration, grants.gov to find the opportunities, payment systems that will be centralized in the government, and the Federal Audit Clearinghouse, by law, centralized in the federal government. Those systems will always exist, and so you'll need to change information along with them. That's, again, we need to be interoperable, interchangeable information. Now that goes back to adopting those data standards so we can actually exchange information with each other. And lastly, but definitely not least, use of data as a strategic asset. Again, those you can hear hints that sort of all link together, but we need to be better. This is something we constantly hear from our recipients. I've already told you this information. Why am I having to rekey it in again? We don't really need to do that. If we use interoperable solutions, we use the data standards, you could put your UEI in, we could go to SAM.gov, pull that data, it'd be in there, you could check it, make sure it's right, and just move on. That speeds up the grant recipient process, speeds up on the back end for the grantors, any data entry errors. We talked a few years ago to the government of Singapore, and they have this awesome initiative called Tell Me Once, where in the federal government, if a citizen has told their government, anyone in the government, a piece of data, they're not actually allowed to ask it for it again. They have to go out and get it. We loved that idea. We are probably not anywhere near that because we are much, much larger than the technical systems within Singapore. But we love the idea of let's use our data more strategically. Let's not burden our customers with that and share that information via interoperable solutions.
Andrea, it's interesting. There's a part of our report that focuses just on that piece, which is reporting the same information more than once. And in the survey itself, you'll see that 98% of the recipients said that they have to enter basic organizational information into multiple systems multiple times just to operate their grant programs. So I think it is clear that you are hitting on a really challenging aspect of grants management for recipients currently.
Yeah, and that at last count, we have over 60 award management systems in the federal government. That is, I'm sad to say that, because, and on top of that, we also have more manual processes that aren't even in a system. So that count's not even right, the full really picture reflecting that. So every time those systems don't talk to each other or they don't interface with those centralized systems, yeah, you're going to re-enter it. I think what's hard is the federal government, you know, the funds, you're trying to get the money out quickly, you're trying to manage it and avoid fraud and waste and abuse. But if those agencies, when they need a system, if they start by coming and talking to the Grants QSMO and we say, hey, have you thought about one of these shared services first? Look at Grant Solutions, look at ERA. Does that meet your needs? You could adopt it much, much faster because it exists. Just put your data in it and use it the way it is. Also, then when laws change, that system, that one system changes for you, you don't have to be paying another contractor to change it for you because you don't own it. You're sharing that with everyone else. Or if those don't work or maybe capacity doesn't allow, again, talk to the Grants QSMO. Use our market research. We've already talked to all those vendors. We know who's using what already. Again, use those and share those with other agencies that have already adopted some of those software as a service platforms. That's going to help us shrink that footprint. And so it doesn't feel like, you know, I sort of say, when you want to connect, I don't want to build 60 different connections to grants.gov to these different systems, right? I'd rather build, I don't know, 15 connections. That's just a way smarter thing, especially interfaces are very expensive. So we do have to shrink that footprint. Good news is we actually have great adoption coming of our shared services. We just had Commerce go live with ERA, huge, massive migration. I'm very proud of that team, both of those teams for doing that, Department of Labor, Department of Interior, all using Grant Solutions. So we do have more use of shared services. And then on the other side, a lot of small agencies have started sharing the same platforms on the vendor side. So the footprint is shrinking. Like I said, though, we still have a lot of folks doing manual processes, so we need to get them off manual into systems. So again, we have the ability to share the data automatically.
All right. Well, we're getting near the end here. So I did just want to have some final thoughts from all three of you, if you don't mind. And I was actually thinking, start with Vasanth and then Shayna and Andrea can give us the final word here. But Vasanth, do you mind giving us some information on when the survey will be out and then just any of your final thoughts about the topic?
Absolutely. So please be on the lookout for the survey. It is already on the AGA website, and I believe Paul will also be providing you with a link to as part of this podcast. Please go to it and take a look at it. There's a lot of great, interesting information in there, and I hope that it really helps you all with as you're thinking about the challenges that you're facing around grants management. And as Andrea mentioned, you'll see that you're not alone because many of the people around you are struggling with the same kind of issues. We also hope to have an article in the upcoming AGA journal, as well as a couple of blogs diving deeper into some of these topics. So please be on the lookout for those. And of course, if you want to discuss anything further, please feel free to reach out to Shayna or me. Our contact information is in the survey. And of course, please feel free to connect with us on LinkedIn. As a closing thought, I think you've heard there's a lot going on. This isn't going to be solved in a week, in a year, right? But I think if everyone can focus on incremental progress, trying to do something better every day, I think you'll see if we did the survey again in 5 years, we would hope that there would be significant improvements in the results. Shana, I'll turn it to you.
Yeah, thanks, Vasant. And again, I think what you said is spot on, that things regarding equity, customer experience, data, it's important to note that all three of these things are not just fleeting trends. They're here to stay. And it's our responsibility, I think, as grant practitioners, whether you're a grantor, or you're a recipient, to really continue the discussions around the challenging topics and then just finding strategic ways to be able to address them, but you don't have to go it alone. And I think that's the piece that, you know, pulling from the various needs and organizations across the board, that's the ideal situation. But I think, I hope what folks take away is that there is some good in seeing that, again, it's not grantors versus recipients and stuff is so different and spread apart, but that there are synergies. And that means that we're doing something right, right? We're moving in the right direction. We're being collaborative. We're listening to one another. So my thought is, like, let's just keep doing more of that. And to your point, in a couple years, we'll definitely see, you know, things kind of turn a corner. But Andrea, I can turn it over to you for sure.
Yeah, I love this theme of you're not alone. I definitely agree. And kudos to groups like AGA for bringing the community together. I hope we continue to do more and more of that. Because I think that's a big part of it, just learning from each other, sharing best practices, and understanding that, you know, it's really hard. This is, you have got to be persistent to constantly overcome. We think we get it right, and then, oh my gosh, here comes a new cybersecurity rule that changes it all, right? And you got to figure out a new thing. It's like an onion that you just keep peeling back. But understanding your motivation and my passion comes from talking to folks, from listening to customers, from hearing from my fellow folks leading in the States. Oh my gosh, we're all dealing with the same thing, but then we share information. And more importantly, they see progress. I do promise there is progress coming. There is a sincere focus in the federal government on simplifying information, you know, any work that HHS is doing, even today, they're sharing out with all the other federal agencies. So know that there is, like you said, there's progress coming. It's slower than probably anyone wants, unfortunately, but we are all working together, and I don't think there's a better community to be part of in the grants management community out there.
All right. Well, with that, thank you all for being here today, and I want to sign off here for Accountability Talks. Thanks again to Andrea Sampanis, Vasant Ganesan, Shana Thompson, and of course, I'm your host, Paul Marshall, signing off for Accountability Talks with AGA.